How do you avoid becoming a statistic?
From previous research and our more than 10 years of experience in using the three waves of change approach, the most common contributing causes of senior executive transition derailment are 1. Failure to align with the new boss's implicit and explicit expectations. Some of those expectations are unspoken and need to be revealed. 2. The new incumbent's momentum clashes with the presenting situation and the expectations of key stakeholders. This can include a clash with the predominant leadership culture.
Momentum is the transitioning executive's strong predisposition to behave in specific ways. If allowed, unfettered and unguided, the executive would enter the new situation with a preferred set of lenses and frameworks through which to view and interpret his or her new situation. He or she may bring some preconceived notions, assumptions, or expectations. And particularly when under stress, the new executive is likely to regress to the strengths and familiar approaches, styles, roles, and behaviors that made him or her successful in the past. The transitioning executive's momentum may or may not fit the presenting situation they have entered.
3. The new incumbent does not conduct a rigorous ongoing situation analysis of the larger situation they have now entered.
The largest components of the presenting situation include the momentum and expectations of key stakeholders, both internal and external, the composition and capabilities of the transitioning executive's extended team. In other words, what does the team's talent inventory look like, and how well does the team perform as a team? What are the different cultures in the different parts of the organization that influence behavior and performance? And which organizational capabilities are strong and which are not strong enough?
4. As part of that situation analysis, the new incumbent needs to conduct a disciplined stakeholder analysis. This includes key internal and external stakeholders and identifying the people who, in turn, influence them. The discovery of the Wave 1 oops.
The new incumbent often expects that he will have accurately identified the levers for change by the end of his first 4 to 6 months, that he will be achieving significant traction in making those changes, and that he will have essentially taken charge. Instead, what the research and our experience shows is that by the end of the 4 to 6 month mark, the executive and her team will have made some progress, have found that some of the changes they expected to be hard are in fact easy. Some of the changes they expected to be easy are hard. As they solve obvious problems, the solutions reveal other underlying problems, and the resistance to change is stronger, more pervasive, and involves more people than they first imagined. Within the three waves of change model, we call this unexpected discovery the Wave 1 oops, and we will turn to the three waves of change model in a moment.
Six. Another significant contributor to derailment is the transitioning executive's reluctance to evaluate his individual team members or inaccuracy in populating the team with the right mix of competencies. Accurately selecting the continuing members of the team can often take 4 to 5 quarters. Seven. The other major derailer to not achieving the intended outcomes over time is the transitioning executive's inability to measure and change the predominant culture in different parts of her organization.
The evidence to support this is also drawn from the 2015 McKinsey report on surveying almost 1,200 C-suite executives who found measuring and changing culture to be among the most difficult transition challenges.
There are two more potential causes of derailment that will become more apparent after we quickly review the model of the three-wave phenomena. Those two causes are
eight, failure to effectively engage with additional stakeholders in a deeper dive immersion phase of diagnostics to tease out the otherwise hidden sources of barriers to change, and 9. The inability to manage large-scale change once the priority organizational problems are identified. Let's take a quick look at the research-based model of the three-wave phenomena. In 1987, John Gabarro of Harvard University reported the results of his multi-year, in-depth, longitudinal case studies and retrospective studies of a total of 17 senior executives in transition. His findings indicated that taking charge for senior general and functional managers could take from 2 to 2.5 years or longer. It is only after that amount of time that the results of all of the changes they have made are sustainable and consistent. Gabarro's second major finding was that the typical senior executive transition process was not a steadily increasing process of learning or action, but a series of stages that alternate between learning and action that is sequentially predictable, resulting in the three-wave phenomena. Wave 1 is a period of entry and adjustment, where the executive and his team are assessing the current performance of the business based largely on their collective past experiences. They begin to make changes in processes, personnel, and solve apparent problems, assuming they will have diagnosed the underlying root causes that inhibit more effective performance by the end of the first 4 to 6 months of the transition. Instead, what the transitioning executives typically discover at the end of Wave 1 are some successes, some sets of partial solutions or improvements, and unresolved challenges. The transitioning executives are often perplexed by the discovery that some of the changes they had anticipated that would be difficult are in fact relatively easy, some of the easy changes are difficult, and the resistance to change in the organization is stronger, more pervasive, and involves more people than they first imagined. The executive cannot solve the business's challenges alone, and soon, she or he learns that their team also does not have all of the answers. In the humorous tradition of comedian George Carlin, I like to call this epiphany the Wave 1 Oops. The current mental models of the transitioning executive and his or her team only carry their change efforts so far. Some of the root causes for the continuing resistance to change remain ill-defined and elusive. Being adaptive learners, the more successful executives leave the Wave 1 stage and enter the emergent stage, employing different approaches to organizational diagnosis. In the emergent stage, the executive reaches out to other senior sponsors and key stakeholders outside of his or her tribe to participate in the organizational diagnosis process, identify root causes, and own the results.